the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. Welcome to Storytime with the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await. I'm Miss Lisa, librarian at the Columbia Public Library, and I am your reader for today. Today's story is The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter, written in 1902. Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits. Their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their mother in a big sandbank under the roots of a fir tree. "Now, my dears," said Mrs. Rabbit one fine morning, "you may go into the fields or down the lane, but do not go into Mr. McGregor's garden. Your father had a terrible accident there, and he ended up being put into a pie by Mrs. McGregor. Now you run along and don't get into mischief. I am going to the baker's." So then Mrs. Rabbit took her basket and her umbrella and went through the woods to the baker's. She bought a loaf of brown bread and 5 sticky buns. Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail were very good little bunnies. They always did what their mother told them to. They went down the lane to gather blackberries. But Peter, who was very naughty, ran right to Mr. McGregor's garden and he squeezed under the gate. First, Peter ate some lettuce. Then he ate some green beans. Then he ate some radishes. And then he had a stomach ache. So he went to look for some parsley. But at the end of the cucumber row, whom should he meet but Mr. McGregor? Mr. McGregor was on his hands and knees weeding the cabbages, but he jumped up and ran after Peter, waving his rake and calling, "Stop! Thief!" Peter was so dreadfully frightened, he rushed all over the garden because he had forgotten his way back to the gate. One of his little shoes fell among the cabbage plants, and the other shoe fell among the potatoes. After losing his shoes, he ran on 4 legs and went faster, and I think he might have gotten away altogether. But unfortunately, he ran into a gooseberry net and got caught by the large buttons on his jacket. It was a new blue jacket with big brass buttons. Peter gave himself up for lost and shed big tears. But his sobs were overheard by some friendly sparrows who flew to him in excitement. "Come on, Peter, get yourself free. We know you can do it," said the spiders. Mr. McGregor came up with a basket, which he planned to pop over the top of Peter. But Peter wiggled out just in time and left the little blue jacket behind. He hurried into the tool shed and jumped into a can. That would have been the perfect place to hide if it had not had water in it. Splash. Oh, no. Mr. McGregor was sure that Peter was somewhere in that tool shed, probably hiding under a flower pot. He began to turn each of them over carefully and looked under each one. Now, Peter tried to stay very quiet in his can full of water, but next thing, and Mr. McGregor was after him in no time. He tried to put his foot down on Peter, who jumped out of a window and knocked down 3 geraniums. Now, the window was too small for Mr. McGregor to get through, and he was tired of running after Peter anyway, so he went back to his work. Peter sat down to rest. He was out of breath and trembling with fright, and he had not the least idea how to find the gate. Also, he was very damp from sitting in that watering can. After a time, he began to wander, going lippity-lippity, not very fast, and looking all around. He found a door in the wall, but it was locked, and there wasn't enough room for a fat little rabbit to squeeze underneath. There was a mouse running in and out over the doorstep, carrying peas and beans to her family in the woods. Peter asked her the way to the gate, but she had such a large bean in her mouth that she wouldn't answer. She only shook her head at him. Peter began to cry. Then he tried to find his way straight across the garden, but became more and more confused. Soon he came to a pond where Mr. McGregor filled up those water cans. A white cat was staring at some goldfish. She sat very, very still, but now and then the tip of her tail would twitch as if it were alive. Peter thought it might be best to go away without speaking to her. He had heard all about cats from his cousin, little Benjamin Bunny. So he went back toward the tool shed, but suddenly he heard the noise of a hoe. Scratch, 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 scratch. Peter hurried under the bushes. But when nothing happened, he came out, climbed up into the wheelbarrow, and peeked over. The first thing he saw was Mr. McGregor, who was hoeing the onions. And the second thing he saw was the gate just beyond Mr. McGregor. So Peter got down very quietly off the wheelbarrow. He began to run as fast as he could go along a straight walk behind some blackberry bushes. Mr. McGregor caught sight of him at the corner, but Peter did not care. He slipped under the gate and was safe at last in the woods outside of the garden. Now, Mr. McGregor hung up the little jacket and the shoes as a scarecrow to frighten the blackbirds. I'm afraid it didn't work very well. As for Peter, he never stopped running or even looked behind him till he got home to the sandbank under the big fir tree. Peter was so tired that he flopped down on the nice soft sand on the floor of the rabbit hole and closed his eyes. Mother was cooking supper. She wondered what had happened to Peter's clothes this time. It was the second blue jacket and pair of shoes that Peter had lost in a month. Now, I am sorry to tell you that Peter was not very well during the evening. His mother put him to bed and made a big mug of castor oil, which she gave to Peter to drink. One tablespoonful to be taken at bedtime, said Mother. Yuck, said Peter. Oh, but as for Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, they were good little bunnies. They had bread and milk and sticky buns and blackberries for supper. Yum, yum. The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter, written in 1902. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Come visit us at the Columbia Public Library, where you can read more books such as Meet Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter, The Classic Tale of Peter Rabbit and Other Cherished Stories by Beatrix Potter, and Here Comes Peter Cottontail by Kristen Depkin. Visit our website at www.columbiapubliclibrary.org or in person at 24 South 6th Street in Columbia, Pennsylvania. We hope to see you soon at the Columbia Public Library, where new worlds await.